This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the first time in many weeks, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a public briefing with an optimistic look at the federal response to the devastating pandemic. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Task Force Chairman Vice President Mike Pence opened with hopeful words about supplies, treatments, and upcoming vaccines, although he did note the virus is raging across the country.
But we approach this moment with the confidence of experience. We know the American people know what to do.
He says the Trump administration opposes lockdowns and the closure of schools, echoed by CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
Kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says two vaccines are nearly ready, but until then, double down.
Mask wearing. Staying distance.
Earlier, the CDC warned that with a million new cases in the U.S. this past week, Thanksgiving travel should be avoided. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, a top Pentagon official has tested positive for COVID-19, and the Defense Department is testing other senior staff. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Days after being installed last week as the Pentagon's policy chief, Anthony Tata met with Lithuania's defense minister, who contracted the virus. Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller also met with the Lithuanian, as did the Army, Navy, and Air Force's top civilians. On Wednesday, Miller was at Fort Bragg, where video showed him giving handshakes and hugs, and he later met with sailors aboard the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford. The Pentagon's top spokesman says the department's doing contact tracing and testing those who came in contact with the Lithuanian delegation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Joe Biden has won Georgia. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains.
Joe Biden has won Georgia and gone over 300 Electoral College votes. The Associated Press declared Biden the winner of Georgia following announcement by state election officials that a hand tally had been completed, confirming a Biden lead over President Donald Trump of roughly 12,000 votes. Biden's victory is the first in Georgia for Democrats in a presidential election since Bill Clinton took the state in 1992. In 2016, Trump carried Georgia by 5 percentage points. Mike Gracia, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Thursday that European Union leaders will continue to discuss the bloc's 1.8 trillion euro plan to recover from the recession caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been vetoed by Poland and Hungary. Hungary and Poland blocked the EU's 2021-2027 budget and recovery plan Monday because access to the funds would be conditional upon respecting the rule of law. The veto is likely to delay hundreds of billions in EU funds at a time when the 27-nation bloc is grappling with the second wave of the coronavirus, and its economy is likely to shrink in the last 3 months of the year in a double-dip recession. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Thursday said that China's aggressive style of diplomacy was not constructive for either the world or Beijing's interest. Trudeau's remarks came during a virtual meeting ahead of Friday's summit of 21 APEC leaders that will decide the region's post-pandemic plans for growth. China and other Asia-Pacific leaders have called for more open and multilateral trade to support a global economy battered by the novel coronavirus. These calls were repeated by Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, who called for a global collaborative approach for trade and on issues like climate change. Four people who have accused the Franc Cardinal Theodore McCarrick of sexual abuse are suing the Vatican. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Newark, New Jersey, alleges the Vatican should be held liable for allowing McCarrick to serve in multiple positions in New York and New Jersey when it knew there had been numerous allegations of sexual abuse against him. McCarrick was once one of the highest-ranking Roman Catholic officials in the United States. He was defrocked last year. An internal Vatican report released last week found that bishops, cardinals, and popes downplayed or dismissed multiple reports of sexual misconduct by the now 90-year-old McCarrick. The Vatican could not immediately be reached for comment. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.